113. Marcus.
Wake up. Wake up.
A familiar voice said, and Marcus flinched as water splashed him in the face, dragging him into consciousness. Blinking, he tried to wipe his eyes clear, but his wrists were bound, coarse rope digging into his skin. Then his gaze focused, and Titus's face loomed in front of him.
Well, if it isn't the most wanted deserter on this side of the endless seas, the other Legatus said, a smile that reminded Marcus of Cassius rising to his lips. You should have stayed gone, Marcus.
I didn't desert.
His throat was painfully dry, the words coming out barely louder than a whisper.
That's not what the 37th thinks. That's not what Legatus Felix thinks. They all believe you abandoned them for a girl.
No.
Marcus licked his lips, trying to moisten them, trying to push the fog from his head.
We were attacked. Had no choice but to take the Xenthir stem we found. But it landed us in Cybern.
He coughed.
I've been to Cilindriel.
Titus picked up a cup, holding it to Marcus's lips as he desperately swallowed the water.
I believe you, Marcus. But you know how legions are about deserters. I'm not sure they'll listen.
Marcus choked on the water, turning his face away from the cup.
I have new armor. A letter from Wex.
Titus shook his head.
You were found in civilian clothing.
Then he turned his head and said in Aranoquian,
was there a letter on him? Armor.
An ancient man with the mahogany skin of a Gamdeshian moved forward, lamplight glinting off the multitude of rings piercing his left ear.
No letter, no coin, nothing but the clothes on his back.
A chill ran down Marcus's spine, his stomach twisting into knots.
Pathhunters are coming to confirm the route, Titus. They'll confirm my story.
Or would they?
He was no longer certain. I want to believe you, Titus said. But you've been charged with desertion, and protocol demands that I give you over to the 37th, and to Felix,
who he'd left on the worst of terms, who likely hated him, who had no reason to believe anything other than that Marcus had deserted for Tariana. And someone, probably Titus, had gone to great lengths to ensure Marcus had no proof otherwise. The 37th was going to kill him.
I'll speak on your behalf, Titus said. Ask Felix to hold off on sentencing you, but...
He shook his head.
Unless those path hunters arrive soon enough to corroborate your story, I might not be able to stop the 37th from having their revenge on you.
They're angry, Marcus. And they're not the same legion as when you left.
What else had happened?
Standing, Titus said to his men,
time to head back to Aracom. Let's give the 37th back their deserter.
Then he leaned closer, his breath hot against Marcus's ear.
And when they turn on you, I think you'll be wishing I'd slit your throat instead.